Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 8th of April. Confession before testimony. The confession of Christ before men is not only the confession that we make before unbelievers. It is referring to the confession that we make before others in all contexts of life, including in our marriage, our household, in the church, and in the world. Significantly, a person's testimony will always be preceded by confession. Without confession, our testimony will be little more than a commentary on the word of present truth or the expression of the self-righteous despiser. Our testimony should be the fruit of faith that we have obtained as we have responded with confession to the illumination and conviction of the Spirit. Such a testimony overflows with life to others because it comes from our experience of fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ. We join this fellowship by the faith that we receive as we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. There are multitudes, even among us, who are in the valley of decision, choosing to receive or to reject the repentance and faith that Christ is offering to us in the house of Caiaphas. Two apostles were in that house as Jesus was bruised for our iniquities and chastened for our peace. One proceeded from there mourning and finding repentance and faith. The other found only self-defined penance. Thereafter he defined his life and ministry as being worthless, judging himself and then executing himself by suicide. His mourning was the self-indulgent attitude of a person who views themselves as being a victim, which only led to death. Mourning for Christ our firstborn with godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted. We mourn for the Son and for the inheritance that we have lost. And in the place where it was said, "You are not my people," there we are called the sons of the living God. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 13 verses 40 and 41, Romans chapter 10 verse 9, Joel chapter 3 verse 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10, and Hosea chapter 1 verse 10. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 7.